First up on Talking Horses this morning, Simon Vivian from Inglis joining us. They're celebrating a hugely successful Melbourne Great Southern Sale. Simon, another amazing result.
Joe, it's been a fantastic 4 days of sales. Firstly, good morning to you and to your listeners. Look, it was fantastic. We went into the sale with a degree of confidence because we knew that we had a very good catalogue of horses to put together. But that said, some of the results I thought were quite fantastic and a great boost for the Victorian sale and for the Victorian thoroughbred industry.
So is it right that this year's gross was almost double from just 2 years ago, such as the improvement of this sale?
Indeed it was, Joe. It's quite amazing, isn't it, when you look at it in that light. It's up, it jumped up a couple of million on the year previously, but it's sort of up about 7 million on 2 years ago. So the gross sales for the 2017 sale was just over $15 million, which was quite fantastic. You know, to think that, you know, we catalogued 940 lots. Obviously, you get a number of withdrawals, about 100 withdrawals. So we put about 840 through the ring, sold about 80% of those horses and generated $15 million worth of net sales. Was quite amazing. And I think that there was so many things that came out of this sale for me that were a major feature for the Victorian industry. A couple of the highlights obviously would be the fact that we went and sold two record-priced weanlings at $310,000, which the previous record was $300,000. So to beat that on two occasions was quite fantastic. On the third day, the breeding stock sale, we offered Scarlet Billows and she made $460,000. And then on the racing stock sale on the fourth day, we had a horse called Luke's who went through and made $160,000. So to end up with 25 horses that made $100,000 or more, I thought was a phenomenal result for all involved.
Mm. A very competitive sale, no doubt, well attended.
Great crowd. Look, we were very blessed, Joe, as most people in Victoria would know, that we've had a very kind and gentle winter thus far, and we were very blessed. We've been out at Oaklands at this time of the year in June when it's been howling with wind and cold rain and pretty bitter and things like that, and we prepare our visiting audience with scarves and gloves and complimentary hot soup and things like that to try and keep them comfortable. This year we had days that just beautiful. It was they were clear. Certainly it was cool, but there was no wind, and I think it made it probably gave it a great atmosphere, Joe. So look, we had a massive number of obviously people from right around Victoria, but we had a large number of interstate visitors. And a large number of internationals, primarily from New Zealand. And each one of these sales, because it's being a 4 day sale, the first 2 days being weanlings, the third day being breeding stock, brood mares, and the fourth day being racing stock. It's amazing how we see a different group of people come in. Obviously, the people that have come in from New Zealand to buy weanlings to pinhook next year's yearling sales, they actually don't stay for a lot of the brood mares or the racing stock. We see a new group of people come in for the brood mares, and then we see another new group of people come in for the racing stock. So each day gave us a new boost of people, and look, I'd have to say that the atmosphere over the 6 days, because we, you know, the 2 days previous to the weanling sale starting was very, very intense with inspections. The 6 days was, it just felt fantastic to be out at Oaklands over that period of time.
And a great result, Simon, for various vendors such as Burnowang North, Milburn Creek and Three Bridges and Rosemont.
Look, all of the vendors, I think, had a great sale, but I think probably the highlight for everybody would have been the result that Burnowang achieved. They came to the sale with the intention of presenting an outstanding draft of horses, and the team at Burnowang do a phenomenal job, and there's no question that that they deserved everything they got. But, you know, they went home with 100% clearance rate of both weanlings and brood mares, presented beautifully, went into the sale ring with the expectation to sell. So it wasn't like they were trying to guess the last bid. They went in there with the intent of putting the horses on the market at a realistic price. And I think that was one of the great boosts for me to see a Victorian farm like Burnowang have such a great result. As you mentioned, Three Bridges had a great sale as well. Milburn Creek. Anybody that was probably there had, you know, really probably did enjoy a great sale. And probably one other highlight, if I can perhaps draw your attention to it, Joe, is that with the weanlings, of the five top weanlings that we sold at the Great Southern Weanling Session, four of those were signed by Victorian-based stallions. And we're talking about money, you know, that's quite serious money. We're talking about $175,000 and upwards. So we sold one at $175,000, one at $235,000, one at $245,000, and one at $310,000 that were all signed by Victorian-based size. And I think that this for me, really put a stamp on the industry in Victoria that if the product does come to the sale, we've proved, Inglis have proved that we can get a buying bench that justifies and substantiates a really good sale. So that was a great boost for me. But also the fact that if the Victorian buyers do choose to put their horse into the sale and breed to our better stallions, there's a great result coming for them.
25 lots sold for in excess of $100,000, Simon. That very clearly indicates the increase in the quality of lots being offered at this sale.
Absolutely, Joe. Look, I think that to a degree, these sales have taken a little bit of time to gather momentum, and as we mentioned at the outset of the program, the sale has now doubled in gross receipts in 2 years. So all of a sudden, a sale that was probably seen as a market for the selling of less required by commercial breeders' stock. So, you know, whether they were selling the slightly lesser weanlings or slightly lesser brood mares, this all of a sudden has become a foundation for the marketing of really high-quality bloodstock. And I think that's where this sale is really headed to now. So when you get to a point where 25 lots can sell for $100,000 or more, I think that indicates to everybody that, you know, this sale has now found its place as probably one of the most serious weanling and breeding stock sales in the Southern Hemisphere.
Another interesting and very heartening statistic out of the sale concerns the racing stock, Simon. They cleared at around 97%, which is a terrific result, meaning that many horses find exciting new futures somewhere suitable. And Lindsay Park were the leading vendor in that sector.
Joe, I would unashamedly say that the Melbourne, the Oakland sales ring is unquestionably the best marketplace for the selling of racing stock, and has been for a number of years. Right around the country, everybody will go and have racehorse sales, but no one seems to be able to do it like the Victorian ring. And I think that's probably as much because of the outstanding support that we receive from owners and trainers in Victoria. Historically, obviously, Godolphin have been fantastic. Lindsay Park have been outstanding. The Lloyd Williams family have been fantastic as well. David Moody with Contract Racing has been a great supporter of these sorts of sales. And it's what we find is we get a number of people flying in. We get an outstanding trainer from Mackay in Queensland called John Manson, who comes down to nearly every one of our sales. He was down again this year and buying. I think that what we get with these sales, firstly, we get a very successful result through the auction ring, but that also results in a very high clearance rate. I think that at the end of the actual day, we had a 97% clearance rate. So that was I think it was about 98 horses went through the ring, and 95 were sold, and three were passed in, and we're still negotiating on those. I think that's evidence of the incredible strength of the Melbourne marketplace. And you know, having spoken to people like David Moody and like Jason Timperley from Lindsay Park, they have realised now that where they may find a horse that is perhaps a Melbourne metropolitan but midweek horse, or a horse that is more a provincial horse that doesn't necessarily justify the training fees and the energies that these bigger stables put into their horses. Mm. What they then do is they bring them to the sale, they get very good results, and the horses go and find their way to an alternate situation. And a horse like Lucas, who's a 5-year-old, he's rising six, he made $160,000 to the bid of Eric Musgrove, he may well have a new future under the guidance of one of the best jump sprinters that this country's ever seen. So, you know, there's always an alternate option for a lot of these racehorses. And I think you're quite right in saying that the racing stock section for this sale was so well received. And look, there was a great crowd in attendance and plenty of active, spirited bidding throughout the day.
Gee, times have changed, haven't they, Simon, where leading jumps trainers are paying up to $160,000 for future prospects.
It's amazing, isn't it, Joe? You know, look, and strange enough, I think I had the privilege of selling the horse through the ring, and I did make a comment at the time, because as I looked down on the horse, and I'd seen him previously out in the boxes, and he really looked like one of those athletic, nimble sort of horse that could possibly find a future in that venture by going down the path of jumping. I'm not saying that he's necessarily going to do that, but he certainly had that athleticism about him. And look, prize money is so good right across the board in Australia with racing. And these sort of horses there, where once upon a time, people perhaps used to look at jumpers as being sort of maybe the old slow stayers that weren't good enough to to run a place over 2,000 metres. I think we're now seeing that these sort of horses that have got real natural ability and athleticism are going to be ideally suited to the jumps profession. And I think that's, you know, well, no one would question the assessment and judgment of Eric Musgrove, and he obviously saw enough in Lucas to be able to go and pay $160,000 for him.
I'm tipping it won't be long after the horse walks through Eric's front gate that he'll be popping him over a few to see if he can jump.
I think that's no doubt the case. Look, I think if somebody pays $160,000, he looked a lovely, clean horse. And look, to everybody that bought at the start, we wish them all luck. I mean, to see weanlings making $310,000, we hope that we as English, get privileged to reoffer those horses should the purchasers intend to do so. I think one of the horses one of the equal top horses, the Written Tycoon Many Facets youngster that was purchased by China Horse Club in Newgate, the indication was that was probably going to be retained for racing purposes, whereas the other lot that topped the sale was purchased by Ampulla Lodge, who have been phenomenal vendors for Ringless over the years, and we hope that Steve and Kerry honour us with the opportunity of being able to present that more than ready colt at our sales next year. So look, there's just so much to look forward to. These sort of sales, you know, it's the end of the financial year. It's probably to a degree the end of our selling season. Mm-hmm. But immediately we start looking forward to 2018, because so many of these babies, we know we're going to get to see them again in about 8 or 9 months' time.
Yes, it's certainly been a very busy and successful 6 months or so for Inglis. And in a month's time, you'll also be staging the Taronga Farm unreserved dispersal of infoal mares, select weanlings and race fillies at White Park in Scone. We had Stuart Ramsey on the program a little while ago to talk us through that. There'll be some nice stock on offer there.
Joe, I think if people do analyse the performances of stud farms and their ability to produce high-quality racehorses, you would find that Taronga and Stewie Ramsey would be absolutely at the pointy end. He has been one of the most fantastic breeders. He does his own thing. He's a great student of pedigrees, as Stewie, and he has always probably been a little left field with a lot of his matings, and invariably a lot of those matings have resulted in horses that have become high quality black type performers, stakes performers at the most elite level. So here is an opportunity where the breeding community from right around the country have got an opportunity to participate in the hard work that Stuart Ramsey has been putting into his bloodstock over so many years now. Look, it's sad to see things go. It's sad to see things change. It's a magnificent farm, Taronga. It's got a phenomenal history in Scone. It's of course right adjacent to Arrowfield Stud, and it's a great property in itself. But it does provide a new group of owners to come in and buy bloodstock that we know has got such high credentials. And I think that there'll be a fabulous crowd. I know that we've already had a large number of breeders from right around the country who have approached Inglis about being able to get to Scone to participate in that sale. And we will do whatever we can to make sure that if anybody wishes to attend the Taronga dispersal in Scone, then we will do whatever we can to assist them in getting into Scone and having a very pleasurable day in that part of the world and hopefully participate in the sale. It's going to be great, terrific sale.
Simon, thanks for joining us on the program. Do you get to have a well-earned spell now before you start focusing on the next yearling sales season and preparations for that?
Joe, it'll be nice if we do probably get a little bit of a break. If because of the way that the sales structures are now conducted, the whole year is pretty full. And if we ever do get a chance to take a little bit of time, we have to do that pretty much in July. Personally, I'll go over in the first week of July with one of my colleagues from Melbourne and do a canvas of yearlings in South Australia. And then at the end of the month, I will go to New Zealand and do a canvas of yearlings in New Zealand, because the English sales series has been greatly received by the Kiwi breeders, and we welcome them back. So Brett Gilding and myself will head to there, to New Zealand, and do a bit of a canvas over there. At the end of August, we've got our August broodmare and racehorse sale, our mixed bloodstock sale. That's always an interesting one, Joe, too, just quickly because of the fact that because it's conducted about 5 or 6 days before the commencement of the breeding season, it's just so perfectly placed for anybody who's looking for a nice broodmare to send to a stadium. And you know, you can effectively buy a mare and almost have it covered, you know, by your stallion, you know, in a week or 10 days thereafter. So that's always a very popular sale. And then, of course, we've got the English Ready to Race sale being conducted in Melbourne in 2017 because of the fact that we will be vacating our complex at Newmarket. The sale for the last couple of years has been conducted in Sydney, but for 2017, it's going to be conducted at Oaklands. So and that's on the 6th of October. So that's going to be a pretty exciting time as well with lead-up times, with breeze-ups at Cranbourne, with breeze-ups at Warwick Farm, and then obviously a sale here. So there's still plenty of horse sales to be conducted between now and Christmas time, Joe. So and no doubt by the time we get to Christmas, the first thing you think of when you wake up the day after Christmas is we're about a week away from the first of our yearling sales in 2018. So it does cycle around pretty quickly for everybody.
It's a relentless schedule. Simon, well done on all the success you had at the sale during the week, and we look forward to talking to you on the show again very soon.
Thanks for your support, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Simon Vivian from Inglis celebrating another highly successful sale, this time the Melbourne Great Southern Sale.